The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what a foodie is? A foodie. It's a person who loves anything and everything about food. Would you raise your hand if you are a foodie? That's okay. Foodies are very humble people. They never raise their hands in public. Listen to the Wikipedia description of a foodie. Typical foodie interests and activities include the food industry, wineries and wine tasting, breweries and beer sampling. Now a lot of guys would raise their hands. Food science, following restaurant openings and closings, food distribution, food fads, health and nutrition, cooking classes, culinary tourism, and restaurant management. Next to a foodie, I'm a culinary caveman. But I've noticed that foodies have a certain wisdom about food, certain do's and don'ts surrounding food, and how to make the most out of your meal. Let me share some examples of foodie wisdom. A priest friend of mine who is a foodie believes that you should never miss breakfast. And so he loves to say, breakfast is the most important meal of the morning. If you didn't get that, you probably didn't have breakfast this morning. You're a little slow. Another foodie friend says, eat your colors. Meaning that when you look at your plate, when you sit down for supper, there should be lots of colors on your plate, not just brown and yellow, meaning everything is fried food. Colorful food ensures that you get plenty of vitamins and minerals. Another foodie says, fill your mouth with words, not just food. That means supper should also be a social experience. It's about the people, not just the potatoes. I'll never forget when Monsignor Hébert, a gourmet foodie, gave a talk to us seminarians. And in the middle of the talk, he held up a spoon and paused dramatically. And then he said, this is a spoon, not a shovel. Know anyone who uses a spoon like a shovel? Foodies don't do that. Recently, a foodie friend told me that when you try to lose weight, it's 90% diet and only 10% exercise. In other words, good health is more about what you don't eat as much as it is about what you do eat. I was so depressed to hear that, I went and ate a double cheeseburger. You see, foodies have not only learned to love food, they've also learned a certain wisdom surrounding food. That is, they have a healthy relationship with food, as a friend, not as a foe. Would you say that you have a healthy relationship with food? Or are you just a culinary caveman like me? Our scripture readings today also speak of a kind of foodie wisdom, but of a spiritual variety. The book of Proverbs says, "Come, eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding." In other words, try to see the whole Bible as a 73-course gourmet meal, because there are 73 books of the Bible, each one a course in itself. One of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, which reads, "When I found your words, O Lord, I devoured them. They became the joy and the happiness of my heart." We should study and savor the sacred scriptures. And then in the gospel, Jesus serves a delicious new dish for his disciples, saying, "I am the bread that came down from heaven, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Clearly, Jesus is talking about the bread that we taste at Mass, the body of Christ. But we need a lot of wisdom to understand that, namely our Catholic faith. Recently, a Pew Research poll showed that 50% of Catholics don't believe that's really Jesus and not just plain bread on the altar. Do you believe that? Well, the Jews didn't believe that. And so they said, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They didn't get it, and so they didn't get it. And they walked away. Foodies know and love food. And Catholic foodies know and love spiritual food, the Bible, and the body of Christ. My friends, just like we need to have a healthy relationship with physical food, so we need to have a healthy relationship with spiritual food. Here are some ways to check to see if you are a Catholic foodie. First of all, do you consume the Word of God, the Bible, like Proverbs said? I didn't ask, "Do you have a Bible?" I asked, "Do you read the Bible?" You know the old saying, "A Bible in the hand is worth more than two on the shelf." Do you actually read the Bible? Secondly, I hope that everyone has had a great summer vacation, lying on the beach, sitting by the pool, working on your tan. Everyone wants to look like Father John. But I hope you didn't skip Mass over the summer, taking a vacation from your vocation. I hope you didn't starve spiritually this summer. Now, here's something a Catholic foodie would never do, and that is chew gum when they come up to receive Holy Communion. Do you chew gum before you eat your cheeseburger? Of course not. So don't chew gum at Mass as you come up to receive the bread of life. I got to tell you how proud I am of one teenage girl from our parish who emailed me and asked what she should do about Mass, because she would be camping on Saturday and Sunday with her friends. I gave her a couple of suggestions, and in the end, she made it to our last chance Mass on Sunday at 5, the Life Teen Mass. That young girl is a Catholic foodie because she has a healthy relationship with spiritual food. She doesn't want to miss a good meal. I'm also so proud of our non-Catholics and some Catholics who come up with their arms folded to get a blessing at communion because they cannot receive communion. These folks are Catholic foodies also because they know that sometimes a healthy diet has to do more with what you don't eat as it does with what you do eat. It's 90% diet and 10% exercise. That goes for spiritual food too. So what does all this mean? It simply means that when it comes to spiritual food, you only have two choices. You can either be a Catholic foodie or a culinary caveman. Which are you? By the way, have you heard this little foodie wisdom? A minute on the lips and a lifetime on the hips. Have you heard that before? Someone jokingly said that means that kissing someone with your lips will lead to you carrying a baby on your hips. No, that's not what that means. That means that you should think twice about what you put into your mouth. Good health has to do with what you eat and what you don't eat. And that's true whether it's blueberry pancakes or the body of Christ. Praised be Jesus Christ.